Marcus, I beg thee, have nothing to do with this righteous man, for I have suffered much over him today from a dream.
More than you, I want nothing of this. But whether he righteous or not, I must do the will of the people.
Does not Rome have the ability to bend will? Marcus, please. Why do you listen to him?
I don't know. I find him curious.
I find him revolting.
I would very much like to talk with him.
You're much like your father.
Careful. I may share his blood, but not his obsession with their Messiah.
If he is their Messiah, you have nothing to worry about. Why don't you just kill him? He's offended me and you.
He's offended all of Judea, which is quite an achievement.
What makes you think he is not the one?
Which woman?
This woman! This disgusting harlot! Who has sinned before God and man. And so, I ask again, does she deserve death according to the law of Moses?
Yes. And let he or she among you who is without sin cast the first stone.
Woman, look, where have all your accusers gone? Has no one else condemned you?
No one, Lord.
Then neither do I condemn you.
Thank you, Lord.
Now go and sin no more.